Welcome to Hungry Authors, the show for aspiring authors who will stop at nothing to accomplish their writing and publishing dreams.
We're your hosts, Liz and Ariel, and we're honored that you're here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to the Hungry Authors podcast. We are going to call this episode our season finale, though we're not really taking much of a break this time. So you won't see a pause in our episodes coming out, but we are going to wrap this season with a discussion about writing books in X amount of days or weeks or even months. But what we mean by that is we are targeted by a lot of ads by companies or, you know, digital marketers who run ads that like, write a book in 10 days, write a book in 2 weeks, write a book in 30 days. If you follow any kind of writerly person, you know, or have like said the word book around your phone, you probably have like been targeted by these ads before. And I screenshotted one the other day and sent it to Ariel. And I was like, I'm so freaking sick of these ads. Like, we have to talk about this, and is it possible to really write a book in 10 days or however many, you know, less than a month, basically. Most of them are some insane tight timeline.
I saw an ad for one that said, write a book in 24 hours with AI.
Okay.
And it just, so many questions about this.
Yes. And even like, there's a company called Scribe that was started by Tucker Max that, you know, they like went out of business and then came back in business. It's kind of a whole, it's not worth getting into. But anyway, back in the day, Tucker Max started that company whose original name was Book in a Box, which is literally like the selling point was they had ghostwriters. I know of them because, you know, as a ghostwriter, I sort of did some research with them. And the whole premise was like, you spend 10 hours with a ghostwriter and they'll crank you out a book. You know, you just spill your guts or whatever for 10 hours. Now, as a ghostwriter, I can tell you most of my contracts include at least 60 hours of
zero. Time with me.
Zero. So that's insanely short. But okay, so let's talk about this. Like, is it possible? Well, here we go. Let me ask you this. What's the fastest you've ever written a first draft?
Yeah. Well, okay. So this is what we're going to have to get into is like, what do you mean by a first draft?
Right.
And what's what's that
define
end goal?
Your term.
Yeah, exactly. But let's just say, let's say for the sake of this question, like a rough draft manuscript. What's the fastest? Okay. So, and it also depends on word count. So one book that I wrote was a smaller book. So just 20,000 words. And I wrote that in a month. But it was like, it was a topic I was already incredibly familiar with. Yeah. I had an outline. I spent like a couple weeks before I started writing, outlining and planning and doing research. So I already knew what I was going to say. And it was just like 1 month to just kind of crank out those 20,000 words.
Yeah.
But then I also had a book that I was ghosting that they kind of split. It was through an agency and they split the first draft into two sections. So the first half of the book, I had 6 weeks to write, and that was about 32,000 words. And the second half of the book, I had 8 weeks to write, and that was another 32,000 words. So that was 14 weeks.
Yeah.
But between writing the first half and writing the second half, there was like a space of 4 months that we took off because the authors were, you know, reading and giving feedback. Their editor had to give feedback. Then there was the holidays and it was just, things got pushed back. So like it was a 6 week sprint to write 30,000 words and then an 8 week sprint to write another 32,000 words. So you know, you would look at it and say, oh, it took 6 months for all of that work to get done, but it just happened within those 6 months in those quick sprints. But anyways, what about you? What's the fastest you've ever written a first draft?
Yeah. Okay. So similarly, like, and I think this is part of the thesis of this whole conversation is like, there are all these caveats, like, I don't know. I don't think I could estimate a full draft. I mean, because most most of the books that I've written, especially with traditionally published or traditional publishers, have been the tradi like they've been like that, 6 to 9 months generally, you know. But there have been times where one particular client, like I think it was last summer, one of my memoirists, it was the middle section of his book. So again, to your point, like we'd been working together for a while at that point. I was very familiar with how to write for him as him, his story. I'd heard it. I had this section of his book mapped out perfectly. I knew exactly the chapters I was going to write. I had the transcripts of exactly how it went. And I probably cranked out like 15 to 20,000 words in, you know, maybe 2 weeks. But that was as a professional who's done this a lot before and with a client who I was very familiar with. And at my fastest, best case scenario, again, with material I'm familiar with, I write about 1,000 words an hour. So I can, like, for those certain clients, it doesn't always work out this way because sometimes, you know, there's like sticking points. You realize, as I'm writing this, I need to follow up about this, blah, blah, blah. But in general,
Yeah.
I can estimate that, like, for that one, I was like on a really tight turnaround. And I, for about 5 hours ish every day, with like, you know, a break or two in there, I would like, could write about 5,000 words. I don't usually go at that pace, but like I can if I need to. And I'd say that, so it's like, so 20,000 words isn't a full book, of course. That was just the middle third of a memoir. But like I did that in 2 weeks. So technically at that pace, I could write a full length book in a month to 6 weeks. But that again, like that was a first draft that went to an editor, then it well, that went to the client, and then it went to the editor, and then it came back to me, and then it went back to the client, you know, and like the whole of it took way longer than that. So I guess the caveat or the bottom line is like, can you get words on a page that fast? Yes. But is it done or good? No, you know?
So like the problem that we have with, all of these programs or courses or, systems that promise you can get a book done in X days or weeks is that it just makes so many assumptions or it gives so many like false impressions. Like it gives you the impression that it's going to be a done book, which it's not. It gives you the impression that anyone could do it in that short amount of time, which I don't think is true because for a lot of first-time authors who, at most maybe they're used to writing like blog posts or journal entries or something, and they don't consistently do this kind of super long-form writing, I don't think it's going to be possible. So it like it gives so many impressions about what that end result is going to be that are not accurate.
It's like if you wanted to plan, let's say for some reason, by some constraints of your life or just a desire, you did want to just have some sort of writing boot camp for yourself, and you're like, I want to get my book written in 2 weeks or something. What you would need to have to make that pretty effective is, yes, like literally do nothing else, like that's your full-time job, and have a very clear idea of, we'll have a book map for one, but have a very clear articulation of your big idea, your book structure and your chapter structure, and have just about everything mapped out top to bottom, what's going in each chapter, what's starting each chapter, what's ending each chapter. I mean, you would have to have everything laid out. Then could you, with that, like weeks to months long prep, probably crank out like a pretty okay-ish rough draft in a couple weeks? Yeah, you probably could, I guess, especially if you'd written before. But then after that, to make it, you know, what we would consider and most people would consider publishable, not even by traditional publisher standards, just any kind of book that you would feel comfortable selling or putting on the marketplace, you'd still want it to go through multiple rounds of revisions, you know?
And
Right. so
Yeah, I mean the way I always think of this is, having worked at a publishing company, we if a book was not completely written, which, by the time a book proposal came to us, usually, they submit it with sample chapters. So the book has been started when a contract is signed. But there's still the rest of the draft to go. And so we would always have a conversation with the authors of like, how much time do you think you need to finish the first draft? And if they said anything less than like 4 months, I was like, okay, but tell me how you're going to do that in this crazy short amount of time. And
Yeah.
the reason why is because as a publisher, we create our schedules, our, production schedules based on when that draft is coming in, right? And it's going to get edited and it has to go through all of these phases and all of these, rounds of editing and various treatments to become a book. And then that's how we know when we'll be able to start making money from that book. So like having an accurate picture of when the first draft will come in is so important to publishers. And so if a publisher is not willing to say, anything less than like 3 to 4 months is probably not doable. Like they're being really conservative. They've literally got money on the line here. They want that date to be as accurate as possible.
Yeah.
So, and they've been doing this for so long that they're not willing to take a chance on an author who's like, oh no, just trust me. I can make it happen in this short amount of time. They're not going to believe you. They're going to be like, well, why don't you take 6 months just in case?
Yeah. And even then, they'll probably ask for like some early chapters
Oh
just to
yeah.
make sure that you're
Totally.
not just
Actually doing it.
accomplishing, yeah, exactly. And not just like writing it, but like writing it well. Like they always want to
Yes.
get ahead. Like you turn in a chapter or two, that's like chaotic and just not really working. They like to know that as soon as possible and have the amount of time it's going to take to fix it. Yeah,
Yeah.
so let's, I guess like not, let's talk about the benefits of doing that if you wanted
Okay.
to, because
Of
you've done
just like knocking out a
NaNoWriMo.
book.
Yeah, I mean, like,
Yeah.
because one of the more well-known challenges that's totally free and really popular is NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month. Is that
Yes.
okay? And you've done
Yep.
that a handful of times, right?
Yes. And I also like to call it National Nonfiction Writing Month, which is not a real thing. It's just what some people say,
Okay.
because I prefer writing nonfiction.
Yeah.
So, but
But
yeah,
basically
it's,
you end up with a book in 30
yeah.
days ish,
Yeah.
right?
So that the premise of NaNoWriMo is write 50,000 words in 30 days in the month of November. So it works out to, I think, 1,667 words a day. And that's your goal. Your goal is to write that, almost 1700 words every single day in the month of November. And by the time you reach November 30th, you'll have 50,000 words of a manuscript done.
Okay.
And I've done it 3 times now, and it was a fantastic way to just kind of, exercise that muscle. And force me not to dwell on things. Like I was just forced to like put words down, even if they're terrible words, even if I have no idea what the heck I'm saying or where I'm going with this. It really did force me to just get in the habit of getting words out. And that was super valuable. And the confidence that it built in me of like, oh my gosh, I can do this. And now I've done it 3 times. Like, so if I really want to, like, I know I can crank out 50,000 words in 30 days. Like, that's amazing. They are terrible words. I don't want those manuscripts to ever see the light of day. I don't want to look at them ever again myself. But I know that I did it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, yeah, I mean, we were chatting a little bit beforehand about what are the benefits. I mean, you've done NaNoWriMo. We have both said that there were times in our careers where we did have to write a book, or at least a large chunk of a book, really fast. there are benefits to it. If you wanted to either do it a challenge or join one of those programs, just go into it like with open eyes that like yes, it will probably help you build your confidence. If you're stuck and you just need help getting the words out or you're trying to build a habit, like it can be really great for that. But beware of anyone, any program, any publisher, any individual who promises you like a done book in less than 30 days or some really short period of time. You could probably get, again, get the words out in some sort of rough draft fashion, but you know, unless it's just a challenge for the sake of doing it, just be aware of that kind of marketing because that's it takes, you know, it takes longer than that to make it good and go through the channels necessary to revise it. But
Well, I always think about like we talked with Krista Harden in season two, and she talked about how, her book was the result of like literally decades of having worked with couples and, getting these ideas figured out and wrestling with, certain contexts and nuances and all this stuff, so that by the time she came to actually writing the book that published last year, she had all of that stuff worked out and she knew the answers. And that's the part that I think a lot of people don't realize is it's not even the writing time that takes the longest. It's the thinking time, And we've talked a lot about this on this show, but and we truly believe it. That's the part that you have to figure out. That's the part that you have to spend the most time on. It's like that, I don't know, I've heard various versions of this, but like someone famous apparently said, if I had an hour to chop down a tree, I'd spend like 55 minutes sharpening the axe. It's like you spend most of your time preparing.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I was going to say it's not exactly. Malcolm Gladwell said something similar. And his quote is actually in our book. It's not that one, but yeah, something about the thinking time. Yeah, but that's why it's like one of the reasons why we were able to write certain books pretty quickly, is that we had spent a substantial amount of time with the idea and the author and the material before that. You know, you have been thinking about it, you've heard it a bunch of times, you've probably planned it out in a different document, you know. Yes, because if you just sit down, you know, we call this pantsing, which is the opposite of planning, you're flying by the seat of your pants. If you just sit down and you try and pants it, you will hit all kinds of roadblocks that you don't even know exist until you start to write them out. Because if that's the first time you're thinking about it's totally fine to like do a brain dump. We advocate for that, and that's a big part of our process. But like you cannot brain dump as your first draft, as the first time you're thinking about it, you know?
Okay, so to recap, beware of any marketing that promises you can write a book in a crazy short amount of time. Ask yourself, like, well, what do they mean by a book? Do they mean a messy first draft? Do they mean a nice, polished, ready to be published draft? Because that's certainly not possible. And just, take any advice for, a nice challenge. Like, take it as it's going to be an exercise in expanding your skills. It's going to help you build your confidence and your self-efficacy around writing a book. It's going to help you just get words out, especially for like memoir writers. Sometimes it helps to not let yourself ruminate too much and just bleh, get it all out. It's going to help you build a habit. And you just can't expect it to be done. Like it's, know that when you've spent a short amount of time getting a lot of words out, you're not going to be done with those words. Those words still are going to need a lot of help and care from you.
Okay, well, I think that about sums it up.
Well, good luck, everyone. And we will be back with what we're thinking of as like season 3.5. It's the summer season. But most importantly, We are now in the weeks leading up to the release of our book, Hungry Authors: The Indispensable Guide to Planning, Writing, and Publishing a Nonfiction Book. So we are going to be kind of switching gears and focusing more on our book and what the process has been like writing it. We're going to talk to some people who have been key players in our process, and then we are going to be celebrating its release on August 6th. So if you have not ordered it yet, please go do that. Don't forget that we have some fun pre-order bonuses that we have available for you, and you can find the links to all that information in our show notes. But otherwise, we'll be back with season 3.5. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you're a hungry author and you want to learn more about our community and courses, head over to hungryauthors.com. Remember, you have a story and a message worth sharing, and if you've got the hunger, you can make it happen.